Please, will you turn with me to the chapter we've just read, and to I want to bring to our attention this morning the passage that deals with the healing of Bartimaeus. Jesus was on his final journey to Jerusalem. His ministry was almost finished. He was on his way to accomplish the task for which he came. He was on his way to his final Passover, after which we know from the scriptures that he was going to be sacrificed. Whenever the Lord Jesus Christ came across suffering, he relieved it. His compassion was beyond measure. His perception of other people's true condition was such that we have never experienced upon this earth. He demonstrated a quality of love that this world has never experienced since. Taking all things into consideration, we shouldn't forget that behind all the miracles and the sermons that the Lord Jesus did and preached lay the principal motive that drove him to Calvary: the glory of God. It was the object of man's creation to glorify God. It was the purpose for re-establishing this principle within the heart of man that caused the Son of God to come to earth. This means that behind every incident recorded in the scriptures, there the divine intention to direct and spiritually instruct us with the object of our redemption being of the uttermost importance. The bodily cures which the Lord Jesus Christ performed in the day of his flesh were also designed to show Christ as the one whom God had sent to restore his glory in the heart of mankind. Well, let's go to this account then of Bartimaeus recorded in Mark 10:46-52. It's also recorded in Matthew 20:29-34 and Luke 18:35-42. And as I've said before from here, that whenever a thing's recorded three times in scriptures, we ought to pay good attention to it. There's a good reason for it. Nothing in this word appears just to appear. It appears with the purpose of fulfilling the will of God. There are differences in these recordings, but not contradictions. It depends when Jesus did this miracle, either upon entering or leaving Jericho. There's some discussion on that, but Mark says it was as they were leaving Jericho. It's not my intention to deal with the textual aspects of these accounts. Always when we come to the Word of God, we must remember that we are coming to the Scriptures whose authority is the Holy Spirit. And like the Lord Jesus, his prime concern is the glory of God and the salvation of his people. If you're interested in textual variations, I suggest you read Hendrickson. Let us then consider the passage in Mark 10:46-52. The fact that Jesus was passing by was a critical moment for a man there, for Bartimaeus. Jesus was on his final journey of 20 miles or so to Calvary, to go to Calvary. This was the last chance for Bartimaeus to be healed of his blindness. But there was more to this incident than a man receiving his sight. Who was Bartimaeus? As his name indicates, and Mark recalls, he was the son of Timaeus. He was a beggar. He had a strong character. He was blind, and the fact that he was blind placed him distinctly in a very disadvantaged position. He'd probably never seen the glory of creation, never witnessed a sunrise or a sunset, never seen some of the magic things that we do see as we look upon creation and realize that the very God that created us created those things around us and initiated those marvelous things of which we read that birds can do and that animals do. And he'd never experienced that at all. He had been blind. There is a point of similarity between us. Bartimaeus had never seen the Lord Jesus Christ. He had, up to this moment, only heard about him. Well, thus far, we've only heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. He certainly could not have used the argument that many still use, indeed when one endeavours to witness to them, or believe when I see. You will recall that the disciple Thomas had used that argument about the resurrection, but he came to the conclusion that Jesus was his Lord and God. It's clear from the passage that Bartimaeus had heard about the Lord Jesus Christ, since he called him the son of David, and there's a depth in that title that he gave to him. Bartimaeus is the first person recorded in Mark's Gospel to refer to the Lord Jesus as the son of David. Well, that's a messianic title for him, and indicates that Bartimaeus was a Jew. He was certain in his heart of the true identity of the one who had been so disparagingly called Jesus of Nazareth. Why was Bartimaeus, though physically blind, so spiritually determined? His heart had been opened and he had been given spiritual insight. He wouldn't have known and called Jesus the son of David otherwise. He was a soul in earnest with God. What a great example that is to us, my dear friend, to be a soul in earnest with God. He had heard and understood the truth, and because of his faith, he expected mercy. He had no doubt mulled over the things that he'd heard. He had perhaps spoken with others who had witnessed some of the miracles that Jesus had done. He could not see this world, but my dear friends, he had a sight more precious than even the sight that we have, and that's precious to us. He could see eternity. He had an eternal view on life. He was a man of strong faith. What effect did this faith of Bartimaeus have upon the people? His enthusiasm to meet the son of David was such that he disturbed the other people that were around him, and they wanted him to be quiet. It may be that they wanted to hear what the Lord Jesus was saying. They were insistent and rebuked and told him off and charged him to be quiet. It may have also have been that they were embarrassed by his proclamation that Jesus was the son of David. They may have thought that it was improper for a beggar to take up the time of this great teacher. The cynic may say, well, all he wanted was to be able to physically see. But this is not borne out by several factors. He needed only to have called him Jesus of Nazareth to have gained that. The quality of his faith, demonstrated by his depth of understanding, his actions after he'd been healed, confirmed, my dear friends, his convictions. He persisted in his question, cried out all the more, "Son of David." He displayed great urgency in his desire for the mercy of the Son of David. He was greatly encouraged by what he had already knew of Jesus. His persistence was rewarded when the Lord called for him. Notice the change in the attitude of the crowd at that particular time, from "be quiet" to "be of good cheer, he's calling you." When God calls, my dear friends, not even the devil can resist him. How did the Lord Jesus respond to him? The Lord Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. The response of Jesus is one that one would have expected of the man who had such compassion, such a depth of understanding of human misery that no other in this world has ever known. Jesus had heard the call of Bartimaeus, and Jesus recognized the title that he had been given. The Lord Jesus was concerned to satisfy him and asked him, "Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you?" The Lord knew indeed, as God knows all of our needs, but it was important that Bartimaeus should make his public request. The Lord Jesus did more than the man asked. He cured his physical condition, but more than that, he satisfied the desire of Bartimaeus' heart Son of David, have mercy upon me. Jesus justified him. He eternally saved him at that moment. This had been a call for his sight to be restored, and a call for the forgiveness of his sins. Bartimaeus knew in his heart that the person to whom he was calling was more than a healing prophet. The use of the Son of David indicated that. The title Son of David indicated that he knew that. To most of the crowd, Jesus was just a Jewish prophet working miracles. Notice what the scripture says. The Lord Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight, and he followed him. Calvin says of this verse 52, "If it was in regard to faith that God bestowed his favour upon this blind man, it follows that he was justified by faith." The words of Jesus in verse 52 indicates that there was much more in the heart of Bartimaeus than his desire for physical healing. Because the Greek word